And our guest at the cafe this morning is the Mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
City Council met this week. You actually were not present, but you said you had a great meeting in Dallas. Of course, Wyman is the university's, one of the university's primary fundraising officers, and had a great alumni meeting.
We certainly did at the Dallas Country Club. We had probably 300 people there. It was great to meet our new university president, Dr. Mark Rudin.
But before we get to what happened at this most recent meeting, a few days ago, a week or so ago, you passed the tax rate and budget for the upcoming fiscal year. And I guess nothing too unexpected happened there, but the upshoot of it is that you're able to provide a salary increase for city employees.
Right. Really, really positive thing is that we got to have or include a 3% salary increase across the board for every city employee. And this was partially as a result of increased revenue. Even though we didn't raise the tax rate, we have a higher value of taxable property. That's because of new structures and increased value of existing structures. So it gave us a little more leeway to spend a little bit more money to support employees.
Mm-hmm. What is behind the increase in property values? Now, new structures, that's an obvious thing, but what is causing the value of existing structures to go up? And is that just the routine increase from year to year, or is it more than that?
Well, we're seeing reinvestment in existing property, especially older rental property.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a result of our requirements to have property owners either upgrade their property because of our health and safety inspections each year, or every time they have a change in occupancy, or demolish them. So we're getting increase in investment. Also, since we've cleared so many lots and neighborhoods are more attractive to investment, people are building properties in them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very pleased with the results of
that. So you're starting to see a real positive result from that program.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. It's the county that sets property.
Right. There is one entity that evaluates the whole county.
Uh-huh.
So it's a consistent process. We don't do that as a city council.
Right. And so it's an outside organization. Is it the county tax assessor collector's office? Okay. It's been a while since I've been involved in this on a day-to-day basis, but that's what I remember. All right. We're talking with Wyman Williams, mayor of City of Commerce. Fire department is getting a $122,000 grant from FEMA.
That is correct. It is a FEMA Assistance to Firefighters grant in the amount of $122,700, and it will be used to improve our performance.
Mm-hmm. Just in general?
I believe it's training and just to be a better equipped fire department.
And who was behind that?
Chief Chris Bassham.
Okay, great. So, and it comes, obviously it does, comes from FEMA, from the federal
Correct.
Government. So fantastic. This, I'm looking at the agenda here, and this thing jumped out at me, and that it is the aggressive action to remedy the natural obstruction of the South Sulphur River caused by accumulation of limbs, logs, and other debris. And the reason that jumped out at me is I live about a mile from there.
I can understand your concern.
Yeah, well, we drive east on Highway 71. I look over to the right, and I see this mountain. I mean, it is a mountain of old trees and branches and whatnot. It's a huge pile of debris sitting there. And, of course, from time to time, it does flood, and you cannot pass through on that road. So the city is not going to take responsibility for this directly because it's not even in the county.
No.
But you're supporting something being done.
This was a resolution of support to the organizations who are responsible for cleaning out that channel. For those of you who don't know, the channel is dammed to create Cooper Lake,
mm-hmm.
Which is Chapman Lake as well. And debris is in the channel that causes a particular, Highway 71 to be blocked almost every time it rains.
Mm-hmm.
And because it is an access for many people who work in commerce, we as a city council wanted to make a comment that we support getting it cleaned out.
I don't know how long that's been there or exactly what caused it, but it's a remarkable thing to see that pile. And I would think a Corps of Engineers would have something
well,
to do with
it.
Well,
it is a Corps of Engineers lake, and they did channelize the river. And it is a discussion as to whether it's Hopkins County or the Corps' responsibility to keep it where it'll drain into the lake.
Yeah, we live in Delta County, but I guess it is just across the line mm-hmm. in Hopkins County. If you go mm-hmm. there as if you were going out, for most people going to Cooper Lake from Commerce, they would go down that road
right.
To get out there. So maybe we'll see some kind of action taken on that before too much longer. Anything else going on with the city?
Oh, my goodness. Got the opportunity to have a thorough discussion of a new lake that's coming just north of Ladonia.
Right.
And this is pretty exciting because this has the opportunity to be developed more commercially than Cooper Lake. And for us, it's only 12 miles from right in the middle of Commerce. And these people are well on their way. They hope to get construction started before the end of 2019.
Mm-hmm. And we, from time to time, we talk with your counterpart in Bonham, Roy Floyd, about that.
So he's excited about it.
He's very excited about it, sure. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
thanks
us.
A lot.
Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.